This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. COVID-19 hospitalizations rose last week but remain relatively low compared with past peaks, and wastewater concentrations show a slow decline in infection statewide. The number of positive tests has plateaued, except for a few parts of the state. State officials are urging Coloradans to get both a flu vaccine and an Omicron-targeted booster when they're eligible. Only 8% of eligible Coloradans have received an Omicron vaccine dose. Officials worry this could lead to an outbreak during cold and flu season. Starbucks is closing one of its first stores in Colorado to unionize. CPR's Matt Bloom has more.
Baristas at the cafe in Colorado Springs say they were called into a meeting by management and told their store was closing due to health and safety reasons. Mick Magdaleno is a union organizer. He says it's part of a bigger pattern.
There have been other stores across the country that have been closed for health and safety issues that have, for the most part, been unionized stores.
Starbucks said unionization played no role in the decision to close the store. Workers at eight other stores in Colorado Springs, Denver, and Greeley have unionized this year and are preparing to bargain with the company this fall. Those stores remain open. I'm Matt Bloom, CPR News.
Anyone planning to apply for one of Denver's popular e-bike rebates could be out of luck, at least for a while. $4.1 million in vouchers have helped pay for more than 4,100 e-bikes since spring. That's far more than the city estimated it'd spend in the first year of the program. The department plans to ask Denver City Council for an infusion of cash to continue the program into 2024. In Denver, it's 62 degrees. This is CPR News. It's 4:06.